Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Time Management, Value Your Time from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be disturbed for a while. Before you begin to enter a profound state of relaxation, I'm just going to say a few words about how fantastic time management can raise the levels of success, productivity, and general happiness in your life. Time is the most precious thing we have, because time is our life itself. Time can feel limitless, as if we have all the time in the world. Yet what millionaire wouldn't give all their worldly wealth for just one more day? It's when we think we're about to lose something that we suddenly realise its true value to us. So how much time do you allow to leak away? People say time is money, but time is also achievement, success, progress and satisfaction, if you use it. Maybe you don't prioritise your activities, or perhaps you procrastinate or waste time to such an extent that you never seem to make progress towards realising your ambitions. Anxiety, indecision, deadline pressure, habits of laziness, excess emotion, feeling overwhelmed, lack of organisation and planning, being easily distracted and even perfectionism can all get in the way of using your time to your best advantage. And so, of course, can just being too tired. Successful people know exactly how to manage their time, and hypnosis can program your mind to stick to what you decide and take constructive action. And when you master the time in your life and really feel it's your precious gift, then you'll actually discover that you think about time much less than when time used to run you rather than you running it. You have basic needs in your life that you share with all other people in the world. Until your life is reasonably balanced, you'll find yourself instinctively reaching for these needs, and these instinctive drives will prevent you from focusing on your projects. For example, until your needs are met for food, water, sleep, adequate attention from others, safety and security, intimacy and status, everything you do will unconsciously be limited to efforts to satisfy these requirements. To organise your time properly, you need spare capacity. You need to have been rested, fed and watered at the very least, and ideally you need a reasonable social life and feel intimately connected to at least one other person. Once all these human needs are catered for, you have a clean slate, as it were, to manage your time effectively to focus on your projects. So the very first step on the road to successful time management is to ask yourself if all your basic needs are met in the way you live your life now. The second habit to get into is to clarify and write down your long-term and shorter-term goals. If you have a large goal, break it down into smaller goals and assign how much time you're going to spend on each chunk. Also, assign when you're going to do these things. Schedule in a calendar when certain goals need to be completed by and tick them off once they've been completed. In this way, you can regularly update your plans and keep everything current. This is not to say that everything in life has to be tied down to the last minute. Everyone needs time out to be spontaneous, and indeed not to think about projects and goals, etc. Taking time out also allows the creative, timeless part of the mind to do its thing. Decide how much time you need for TV, phoning friends, sport and rest, and set aside time for these things as they are an essential part of your overall plan. But of course, don't let them assume so much importance that they leak out to contaminate your life goals. As you repeatedly relax and listen and integrate these suggestions, you'll begin to instinctively remember that time is a precious, valuable, and constantly diminishing resource. And in doing so, you'll increasingly master the art of using time effectively. So now, as you prepare to enter a state of deeply relaxed attentiveness, which is the optimum state for instinctively learning new patterns of thought and behaviour, I'd like to ask you just to close your eyes now and give your body some time to rest and restore itself. Allow your facial muscles to soften. Allow your jaw to loosen, your shoulders to sink. And you can have the interesting thought, curious awareness, that there are both conscious and unconscious parts of you, here and now. That breathing, the inhale and exhale, is something that you can consciously attend to. You can ensure that the exhales are long and smooth. That's right. Giving that body a clear physical signal. It's time to relax deeply. And at the same time, you can notice that there are times when you forget all about that breathing consciously, but your unconscious mind takes good care of it, whether you think about it or not. And as you really start to let go inside now, you can realize that whether you consciously pay attention to each of these words or not, your unconscious is close enough to hear and understand each and every one and absorb and integrate only the suggestions that are appropriate for you. And your unconscious knows a lot about deep rest. It's something you do every night as you drift off to sleep, wrapped in comfort of soft bed sheets, curled up or stretched out, as your brain waves gradually slow down, noticing a sense of comfort in the fingertips and in the arms, perhaps a lightness or a warmth, like sunlight on the skin, warming and soothing the muscles beneath. And how those toes can relax. That's it. And those calf muscles, the thigh muscles lengthening and releasing as you begin to sleep. How that neck can relax. And when you enter the beginnings of sleep, your heartbeat slows down and your breathing slows down. And as you prepare to drift right into your dreaming mind, in the knowledge you're about to learn something of importance that will lead to your becoming much more fulfilled, successful in every aspect of your life. Perhaps in ways you hadn't considered consciously, but which your unconscious can surprise you with in the days and weeks ahead. That's it. You know, do you not, what a rainbow looks like in the distance? An arc on the horizon with colours of red and orange on the outside, of yellow and green in the middle, and of blue, indigo and violet on the inside. And that rainbow might be arcing over mountains or lakes. It might be against a clear blue sky, or one streaked with cloud. And in this trance of your unconscious learning, that rainbow can be like a doorway to a land of discovery. And you can have the curious experience, very curious, of noticing above you a second rainbow beginning to form right over your head. A huge arc of colour, radiating light, and just enjoying the dreamlike possibility of being right beneath this huge band of light. As you notice the two rainbows extending towards each other, forming a great tunnel of light before you, extending right out to the horizon, then you can realize that when you reach the other end of that tunnel, your unconscious mind can really assist you in learning deeply and thoroughly how to use your allocated time well. And you can get the sense now of being lifted up, carried up in the air, and then of being pulled more and more rapidly through this tunnel of light, faster and faster, feeling the rush of air against your face, the exhilaration of wondering what you will learn here. The colours blending into a brilliant blur until you emerge out the other end and find yourself in the middle of a vast and beautiful landscape of nowhere you consciously know. Trees, rivers, expanses of grass, fresh, clean air. And right before you can appear a giant hourglass. The glass chambers gleaming in the glowing light, and you instinctively know this is your life glass, all the time of your life, the time spent, the time yet to be used, and the time that's yet to be used gleams in golden grains of sand in that upper chamber, pure and untouched. And that time that's used up lies where it fell in the lower chamber, some of it used well, respected and honoured, still shining with its value and some of that time appearing dull and dirty. Time squandered and disrespected. And you can just get a sense for a moment of the billions of lives that have gone before you, whose life glasses are now finished, who no longer have any time, and how truly precious the time you have left is. So that when you reach the end of your time, you'll be able to look deep into the sands of your past and see a life well lived, a radiant blend of layer upon layer of living well and wisely, of making time for love, for intimacy, for health and laughter, and for dedication to your work and your projects, and success, relishing each moment, being able to look back at a life that glows with a shimmering golden light, and the profound smile inside that comes from that. And each precious golden grain of sand that flows through the glass will never come again. And it's within your power to make that sand radiant and bright, to use your time well. And you can get a sense of all the various ways you spend your time. The ways you work. The ways you play and have fun. The ways you relax and unwind. And you can begin to notice with a sudden, clear awareness which of these are part of the life lived well that make that sand glimmer with light, and which turn the sand discolored and dull. That's it. What it's like to begin to plan at both a conscious and at an unconscious level for how you're going to organize your time in the future. What goals you have for each day, each week, each month, and each year. Work projects, personal hobbies, finding new ways to support your health and happiness. What it's like to have a mental calendar filled out with all the goals and the steps to reaching those goals, and the time when you want to have each step complete. You can get a sense right now that you're 2 months from now in the future, and just being able to tick off all the steps you've completed, the goals you've achieved, bathing in the satisfaction of having used your time well, and noticing how others are commenting how much more healthy and happy and effective you've become. how there seems to be a new strength and energy and purpose about you. And if you ever feel drawn to an activity that squanders your time, that causes it to become discolored and dirty, you can really feel an instinctive revulsion, like the thought of withdrawing all your hard-earned money from the bank in one go and then throwing it handful by handful into the wind. Just as when you spend your money wisely and get a really good deal on something, it can feel very good. And so it can feel so very good to spend your time well, with the constant reality of knowing that time is the fabric of life itself. And it's only when you spend your time wisely and well that you are honoring the gift of life. And wasted time is wasted life, which can't come back. And as you keep the preciousness of time in the back of your mind at all times, and as these learnings integrate fully into an instinctive way of being for you, you can find yourself floating back up, up into the air, back and back through that tunnel of rainbow light, all the way back very, very quickly into this present moment. And as you do that, you can notice the position of your body. You can prepare to become wide awake, just reorienting yourself to the here and now, feeling alert and refreshed. And whenever you're ready, just open up your eyes. Excellent. Now, I recommend you listen to this download every day for a week. And then if you ever find yourself slipping on your valuing your time, listen to it again. Remember also to check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, like Get Organized and Self-Discipline. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you and your projects and your life.